الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading in the fifth chapter. The author, he mentioned حفظه الله تعالى فقر القلوب, the need of the hearts. What is intended here, افتقار القلوب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى في كل حال, في كل حال. And what is intended is the great need of the hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance and in every circumstance. The author, he was discussing the affairs related to poverty, which the word faqr, initially it means to be impoverished, to be in need, and to have little wealth, and the likes, to be indigent. And we have seen that the true poverty is that of the heart. Whenever a person, he will lack faith and lack contentment, and he will not be able to be patient and deal with the trials of life properly based upon sincere faith. He will never be satisfied with that which is decreed for him, and how he will always be worrisome and problematic, and he will never be happy even if he had a great portion or share from the worldly life. So we continue reading from where we left off, and the author, he says, حفظه الله وهنا تتأكد حاجة العبد إلى اليقين بالله وأن الأمر كله بيد الله وأن الرزاق جل في علاه في السماء وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. He says, and here it's very important to emphasize the great need of a person to have certainty. To have certainty with Allah Azza wa Jal, to have certainty with Allah Azza wa Jal, and to know without a doubt that the command in the entirety is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He is Ar-Razzaq, He is the one who provides and sustains His creation. Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He is above the heavens and above His throne in the manner befitting His Majesty Subhanahu wa ta'ala, disposing of the affairs of His creation. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. He mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the meaning of which is, and in the heavens is your provision and that which you are promised. And then he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ. O mankind, remember the bounties and favors, the blessings of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who is providing for you? Is there any creator other than Allah who is providing for you? Of course not. The only creator who is providing for the people in all of creation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only true Lord and creator and provider and sustainer. Likewise, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, أَوَّلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يؤمنون. Do they not see that Allah, He enlarges the provision for whom He wills, and He straightens the provision for others? And indeed in this there are signs for people who believe. And he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Do they not know that Allah, He enlarges the provision for whom He wills, and He straightens the provision likewise for whom He wills? And indeed in this there are signs, great signs for people who believe. And he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed my Lord, He enlarges the provision for whom He wills, and He straightens and restricts. Meaning, He straightens and restricts the provision for whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ. That say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed my Lord, He enlarges the provision for whom He wills from His slaves, and He straightens likewise for them, meaning whom He wills. The Shaykh, he says, وَالْآيَاتُ فِي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى كَثِيرًا. And the verses that have come with regards to the same meaning and understanding are many. And he clarifying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Lord, cherisher and sustainer, and that provision comes from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. clarifying that if a person he is faced with poverty, this is from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he must accept that and take the legislative and lawful ways to minimize the issue or the trouble or to lift it. And likewise, if a person he is tried with wealth as well, this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must show thanks and strive against his soul to not use those favors and blessings and that wealth and prosperity and that which will earn the anger of Allah azza wa jal. So this is what the author he is referring to. Now he says, فَرَبُّنَا جَلَّ فِي عُلَاهُ هُوَ الْقَابِضُ الْبَاسِطُ الْخَافِضُ الرَّافِعُ الْمُعْتِي الْمَانِعُ الْمُعِزُّ الْمُذِلُّ. So it is Allah, the Most High, our Lord. It is our Lord, the Most High. He is Al-Qabid, Al-Basit. And he is the one who straightens the provision for whom he wills and enlarges and provides for whom he wills. Al-Khafid, Al-Rafi. He is the one who lowers and rank or status whom he wills and raises. And raises in status and rank whom he wills. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. He is the one who provides and gives as he wills, and he is the one who prohibits and forbids as he wills. Al-Mu'izzu al-Mudhil. He is the one who grants honor to whom he wills, and he belittles and lowers whom he wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhi biyadihi al-amru la sharika lah. The one whom the command in entirety is in his hands without any partners whatsoever. And this is derived, and Allah knows best, from the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Ali Imran, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُورِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُورِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. In any case, the author, he is clarifying these beautiful names and lofty attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is the one who provides and he is the one who sustains according to his supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the one who honors and he is the one who lowers tabaraka wa ta'ala. The command is in his hands in entirety. The command is in his hands in entirety. So he says, فَأَسَاسُ الْأُمُورِ فأساس الأمور وقاعدة صلاحها إيمان صادق بالله تبارك وتعالى. So the principle of the affairs and the fundamentals for rectification is sincere and true faith in Allah, sincere and true belief in Allah. إيمان صادق بالله. Sincere and true belief in Allah, that He is the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, provider and sustainer, and He alone is the one who is worthy of worship. وحسنه تَوَكُّلٍ عَلَيْهِ جَلَّ فِي عُلَاهِ. And to rely upon him properly, to rely upon him and put one's trust and reliance upon him properly in the best manner. And then he mentions the statement of Allah the Most High, وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. He mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of which is, and there is no living creature on earth except its provision is due from Allah. Except its provision is due from Allah. And he knows its dwelling place and likewise its deposit, meaning in the grave, the final destination of every last creation that he has created subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. All of this is in a clear book. All of this is in a clear book. The Shaykh, he says, لَبُدَّ مِن تَحْقِيقِ هَذَا الْإِيمَانِ وَإِقَامَةِ هَذَا الْأَصْلِ الْعَظِيمِ في القلوب حتى يكون ذل العبد وفزعه والتجاؤه ورقه لربه جل في علاه. So this faith and belief in Allah that is based upon tawheed and trust and reliance upon Allah, firm and strong trust and reliance, this must be established. This great principle, it must be established in the hearts, and if fulfilling the rights of this faith and actualizing this faith and establishing this great principle in the hearts is an incumbent obligation. In order for a person's humbleness, his humiliation, that his humiliation and humbleness will be for Allah alone, his dhul, and that he will humble himself and he will hasten and seek refuge and protection in front from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. All of this will be for his Lord. وَحِينَئِذٍ لَا يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَى مَخْلُوقٍ وَلَا يَذِلُّ لَهُ لِنَيْلِ شَيْءٍ مِنْ حُطَامِ الدُّنْيَا. So at this time a person, he will not turn whatsoever with his heart to anyone from the creation. He will not belittle himself or lower himself in front of the creation in order to obtain anything from the worldly life. In order to obtain anything from the worldly life. إنما يكون ذله وخضوعه وانكساره لمولاه وسيده جل في علاه. That his ذل, and his humbleness and submission, his ذل and the خضوع, the humbleness and the submission, and how he will become submissive and break down, and the likes. This will be for his Lord and Master alone, meaning that he will humble himself before Allah, and he will surrender and submission before Allah, not before anyone from the creation. And he will hope in Allah and trust in Allah and rely upon Allah, not trusting or hoping or relying on the creation whatsoever. He says, وَإِنَّ مَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقًا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الرِّزْقِ وَالتَّيْسِيرِ وَالتَّوْفِيقِ مِنْ حَيْثُ يَحْتَسِبُ الْعَبْدُ وَمِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whoever truly relies and trusts in Allah properly, then Allah will open up for him the avenues of provision and facilitation and grant him success from means that he perceives and from means that he does not perceive. And he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The statement of Allah the Most High, and the meaning of which is, and whoever fears Allah, and whoever fears Allah Azza wa Jal by believing Him, and believing in the meeting of Allah, and the legislation and the law of Allah, and believing in the Messenger of Allah, and the Sunnah, and the legal laws and ways of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he strives to uphold those rights. He has piety and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart, and he applies that in his life, then Allah will make a way out for him from every difficulty. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever truly fears Allah, then Allah will make a way out for him from every difficulty, and he will provide for him from where he did not even perceive. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. من حيث لا يحتسب. And he will provide for him from where he could not even perceive. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. And whoever sincerely puts his faith and trust and reliance upon Allah properly, then Allah will suffice him. Then Allah will suffice him. And this is an amazing affair that has not been mentioned about any other action of worship or servitude or devotion, that if one were to perform it properly, then Allah will suffice him. This is for the issue of tawakkul only. This is a special quality. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. يعني فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ كَافِيهِ كَافِيهِ. So whoever truly puts their faith and trust and reliance upon Allah in the manner prescribed, then Allah will suffice him from every need. Will suffice him from every need. And this is what we have been discussing in our previous class, the issue of al-faqr. يعني true, sincere devotion, trust and reliance in dire need in every circumstance and situation for Allah Azza wa Jal. That one, he will realize this. And the people of not, as I mentioned, bidayatul faqr al-dhul wa nihayatuhu al-izz. The beginning of this affair of finding one's dire need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's poor and helpless without Allah Azza wa Jal. The beginning of this affair is humiliation and humbleness. And the end is honor and dignity. Is honor and dignity. So the one who humbles himself before Allah and bows down to his commandments and applies them properly while trusting upon Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will raise him. Allah will raise him. The Shaykh, he says, Hafidhullah, يَقُولُ نَبِيُّنَا عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Our Prophet, he says, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرُزِقْتُمْ كَمَا يُرْزَقُ الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in this narration that if you were to trust and rely upon Allah in the proper manner and in the rightful manner, then Allah will provide for you the way that He provides for the birds. Then Allah will provide for you the way that He provides for the birds. But listen to the end of the narration, and the secret to the affair. تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. The birds, they go out in the morning with hungry, empty bellies, and they return full. So the point is that one, he must put his faith and trust and reliance upon Allah in entirety and know that there's no possible way for him to have any good or to achieve anything in this life or to be safe from any harm or to be safe from any harm except with the permission of Allah. So he'll attach his heart, he will attach his heart to Allah alone with love and hope and fear and servitude and devotion and trust and reliance. And then he will take the lawful legislative means to achieve what he hopes to achieve from the good of this life and the hereafter. And to be safe from the dangers and trials of this life and the hereafter. Like the birds. The birds in the morning, they don't stay in the trees. Rather, they go out and they move about and they come back full. Allah provides for them. So the birds, they leave their nests, they leave their homes, and they go seek provision. And Allah facilitates for them and provides for them. And they come home and they have, and their bellies are full, and they have been provided and they have provision for their offspring and the likes. And this is from the amazing affairs. So therefore, one, he must truly, sincerely put his trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make effort and move. Make effort and move, and not sit around being lazy or being helpless, saying, oh, why me, or this is too hard or too difficult, or making up excuses and the likes, and not making any effort. Rather, he must strive. He must strive and take the means. This life is a trial. So the Shaykh, he says, وَفِي هَذَا الْبَابِ الْعَظِيمِ حَثَّ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ وَرَغَبَ فِيهِ وَحَضَّ عَلَيْهِ. So with regards to this great issue here, Al-Islam has encouraged working. Al-Islam encourages working, yani finding a job and working for a living and earning one's livelihood with one's own hands. And has encouraged this in a great manner. قال الله عز وجل, Allah the Most High, he says, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. And so walk in the path therein, and even through the pathways that Allah has created and provided in the earth, and eat of His provision. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, and eat of the provision of Allah عز وجل, and partake in that which Allah has provided for you from that which is lawful. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُور, and to him will be the resurrection. Indication that although Allah is ordering us here to take from his provision and to benefit from the good of this life, but one, he must remember to Allah is the resurrection and there will be accountability. So these blessings, they do not go by neglected. Rather, a person, he will be taken to account with regards to these affairs. With regards to these affairs, with regards to the blessings and how he dealt with the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, Hafidhullah, وَقَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. And Allah the Most High, he says, and whenever the prayer is finished, meaning on the day of Jumu'ah, whenever the prayer is finished, then spread out, go about through the lands. Go about through the lands and seek from the grace of Allah. And he seek provision, seek a living. Seek a living and livelihood by working in business and trade and farming and agriculture and technology and other means that one can to earn a lawful living in the lands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he says, فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمَرْءُ فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ هَمَّامًا نَشِيطًا بَعِيدًا أَنِ التَّوَانِي وَالْعَجِزِ وَالْكَسَلِ. So it is incumbent for a person with regards to this affair, and he's working for a living and not being lazy, lackadaisical, depending on others. It's incumbent for a person with regards to this affair to be brave and courageous and to be strong and active and to be far away from being helpless or being lazy or lackadaisical. حَتَّى وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ عِنْدَهُ شَيْءٌ يَتَحَرَّكُ بِهِ مِنَ الْمَالِ فَإِنَّ الْقَلِيلَ مَعَ الْهِمَّةِ وَحُسْنِ التَّوَكُّلِ يَكُونُ كَثِيرًا وَحُسْنِ التَّوَكُّلِ يَكُونُ كَثِيرًا. Even if a person, he doesn't have much wealth to move with, and meaning he's starting out with nothing, for example. Indeed, if a person, he has a little of provision or a little wealth, along with high hopes and strong trust and reliance upon Allah, it will be a lot. It will be a lot, meaning it will take a person a long way. It will take a person a long way. Maybe he will start off with nothing, or he's facing great challenges like mountains in front of his face, blocking his path. There's nothing open for him. Every avenue is closed. Every time he tries another situation, the doors they close in his face. Cannot find an opportunity. So, but the one who puts his faith and trust in Allah and continues to move and take the lawful means, the lawful means, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will open up the avenues and he will facilitate the way. And the hardship will go away and turn into ease. and the hardship will go away and turn into ease, and the poverty, inshallah, will go away and turn into wealth, and the difficulties will be removed, and the praise and thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these affairs here, they have conditions, and the greatest of them is mentioned in the previous verse, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ التَّقْوَى, to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, to truly, sincerely fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Like he mentioned in the beginning, that the basis of this affair, إِمَانٌ صَادِقٌ إِمَانٌ صَادِقٌ بِاللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ التَّوَكُّلِ عَلَيْهِ جَلَّ فِي أُولَى, that a person, he has sincere and true faith in Allah, and he puts his faith and trust and reliance in Allah in the proper and legislative manner. And it's not truly tawakkul or reliance and trust upon Allah except when one, he takes along with that the means. Except when one, he takes along with that the means that are lawful and legislative. Now he is putting his faith and trust in Allah. And this is indicated here in the narration that had preceded. Tagdu khimasan wa taruhu bitanin. They go out in the morning, the birds that Allah, he provides for. They go out in the morning with empty bellies and they return in the evening full. So one, he must go out, meaning he must make effort, along with the fact that he is trusting and relying upon Allah Azza wa Jal. So one will trust and rely upon Allah, not on the means. One will trust and rely upon Allah, not on the means, but he will take the means and not be lazy or be negligent or helpless or rely on others. So the Shaykh, he says, حَفِيظُهُ اللَّهِ وَبَيَّنَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَنَّ الْمَسَلَةَ لَا تَحِلُّ لِلرَّجُلِ الْقَوِّي فَقَدْ جَاءَهُ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ يَسْأَلَانِهِ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ فَرَفَعَ بَصَرَهُ إِلَيْهِمَا فَإِذَا هُمَا جَلَدَيْنِ أَيْ قَوِيَّيْنِ قَالَ إِنْ شِئْتُمَا. There's a shadd here that should not be there. The shadd should not be there. قَالَ إِنْ شِئْتُمَا أَعْطَيْتُكُمَا ولا تحل لغني ولا لقوي مكتسب أي أن يكتسب ببدنه. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified that begging is not allowed for a strong man, and he's somebody who has the ability to work and make effort and provide for himself. And he says, Hafidhullah, that two men from the Ansar, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking him for some charity from the Sadaqah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam raised his eyes looking at the two of them, and he seen that both of them are very strong, and he physically strong and in good shape and health. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, In shi'tuma a'taytukuma, if you like, I'll give it to you. وَلَا تَحِلُّ لِغَنِيٍ وَلَا لِقَوِيٍ مُكْتَسِبٍ. And the charity, and here in reference to the zakat, the obligatory charity, it's not lawful for the wealthy, nor is it lawful for the one who is strong and able to earn a living. This narration has come in our classes in Kitab al-Zakat. We have seen a number of details with regards to this, and when it's lawful to accept charity and whenever it's not. He says, meaning that he's able to earn, and he physically. So the Shaykh, he says, وَحَثَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ وَالْبُعْدِ عَنِ التَّقَعُسِ وَالْكَسَرِ مَعَ ثِقَةِ بِاللَّهِ وَحُسْنِ الْتِجَاءِ إِلَيْهِ جَلَّ فِي عُلَاهِ. And indeed, al-Islam has encouraged working, and taking an occupation and earning a living, and to be far away from being lazy and lackadaisical, along with the fact that one, he must put faith and trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entirely. وَأَرْشَدَ أَهْلِ الْفَقْرِ وَقِلَّةِ ذَاتِ الْيَدِ إِلَى الْاقْتِصَادِ فِي الْمَعِيشَةِ وَالْقَنَاعَةِ بِمَا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى عَبْدَهُ. And likewise, that Islam has directed the people who are in poverty and they have little wealth in their hands, that they should be moderate and their livelihood, and also they should be content, that they should be moderate in their livelihood and be content with that which Allah has given a person. وَعَدِمَ التَّطَلُّعِ إِلَى مَا فِي أَيْدِي مَنْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُمْ مَالًا. وَعَدِمَ التَّطَلُّعِ إِلَى مَا فِي أَيْدِي مَنْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُمْ مَالًا. And also not to look at those who have more wealth than them. Any person, he will not look at those who are above, rather he will look at those who are below him. He will look at those who are below him. لا تنظر إلى من هو فوقكم انظروا إلى من هو أسفلكم ومن دونكم. لا تنظر إلى من هو فوقكم. Do not look to those who are above you. Look to those who are below you. فإنه أجدر ألا تزدري نعمة الله عليكم. Because it's more rightful that you will not belittle the blessing of Allah upon you. So this is from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the means of happiness and success and goodness in this life, that a person, he will not look to those who have more wealth than him and prosperity, rather he'll look to those who are under him. In this manner he'll realize the great blessing that he has. As for if one is always looking to the affluent and the luxurious and the people who are prosperous and the likes, then this will cause him to belittle the favors and blessings that he has himself. But if he were to look at those who are lesser than him and under him, then he will realize the great favors that Allah has blessed him with, that many they do not have. So this is the encouragement and direction that has come in the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says, mentioning the statement of Allah the Most High, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And do not hope to have that which Allah has favored or preferred some of you over the others. And he do not look to those who are above you, wish to have that which they have. The only time one he will look to those who are above him is in the affairs of the religion. And he will hope to catch up with them in this manner, in competition and striving upon the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if one were to see someone who had great knowledge or status and rank in the religion, or memorized a lot of the Quran, or learned the Arabic language, for example, or other affairs with regards to religious knowledge and authority and position and the likes, one will see that person and hope to catch up with him, or someone who is striving in the path of Allah upon obedience and establishing the rights of Al-Islam inward and outward in his life. A person, he will see the likes of that individual who is above him in the affairs of the religion, and he will take him as a role model and follow in his footsteps and try to catch up with him. And this is from the At-Tanafus Al-Mamduh Al-Mahmud, yani competing in the affairs of the hereafter, which is praiseworthy. As for with regards to the worldly life and the dunya, then one, he will look to those who are lesser than him and under him in order to not belittle the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Shaykh says, وَجَاءَ أَيْضًا بِالتَّعُوذِ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفَقْرِ. And he's come from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one, he will seek refuge with Allah from poverty, from faqr, from poverty. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُعِيذُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Because indeed no one will protect from falling into poverty except for Allah. حَيْثُ صَحَّ فِي الْحَدِيثِ عَنَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ. Because it has been reported authentically in the narrations from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الفقر والقلة والذلة والقلة والذلة. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from poverty, from الفقر and القلة, يعني from meagerness and being pity or having little. And from being belittled and considered insignificant. From being belittled and considered insignificant. Yani al-faqr, the true faqr we have seen, is faqr al-qalbi wa faqr al-nafs. Yani a person, he will not be satisfied or content. He will not accept the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning he will have weak faith or no faith whatsoever. Waliyadhu billah. So this is the true faqr as has preceded. This is the true faqr as has preceded, that one he will seek refuge with Allah from. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. And likewise from being tried with poverty. This is a great hardship and difficulty. وَالْقِلَّةِ. الْقِلَّةِ, and it means to have little. And also it means to be meager, or to meagerness or pettiness. And to be pettiness. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. That person, he's light and counting every penny and the likes like this, and very despicable and lowly. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And Allah knows best what is intended also, seeking refuge from الْقِلَّةِ, any having little goodness, any from the avenues of goodness and the traits of piety and righteousness. This is the one that truly is losing out and has little good. And as for أَذِلَّةِ, this is any meaning humbleness or being belittled, any that one, he will seek refuge with Allah from that, from being belittled or being disgraced. And as has preceded, a person's humbleness and humiliation will be for Allah alone. He will humble himself before Allah. So to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla from being belittled by mankind, or being put in a position where he would have to lower himself in front of the people to get something from them, belittling himself and lowering himself in this manner, this is something that a believer he will seek refuge from, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ إِذَا أَصْبَحَ ثَلَاثًا وَإِذَا أَمْسَى ثَلَاثًا. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he would say, in the morning 3 times, and likewise in the evening 3 times, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الكفر ومن الفقر. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر. لا إله إلا أنت. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he would make these from the morning and the evening adhkar, saying 3 times, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from disbelief and from poverty. From disbelief and from poverty. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the punishment of the grave. There is none worthy of worship except for you. There is none worthy of worship except for you. The Shaykh, he says, Hafidhullah, ثم إن كثيرا من الناس يظن أن من وسي عليه في المال وكثر رزقه في يده وكثر الرزق في يده أن هذا إكرام من الله له ويظنون في الوقت نفسه أن من ضيق عليه في المال وقتر عليه فيه أن هذا من إهانة الله له. He says, حفظه الله. And then on top of this, that which has preceded many people, they think that the one who has been given lots of provision, the one who has been provided lots of wealth, and he has a lot of provision in his hand, that this is honor, that this is honor from Allah, that Allah is honoring this person. And they think at the same time that the one who his wealth has been straightened, and he meaning that he's been tried with poverty or little wealth and the likes, that this is disgrace from Allah, that Allah is disgracing this person. The Shaykh, he says, وَهَذَا ظَنٌ خَاطِئٌ وَهَذَا ظَنٌ خَاطِئٌ سَائِدٌ عِنْدَ عَدَدٍ لَيْسَ بِالْقَلِيلِ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And this is an incorrect thought. This is an incorrect thought, and it's common amongst a great number of people. That's not few. And a number that is not considered few from the people. Meaning many people, they have this idea, and they think like this. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. And Allah the Most High, he says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنْ وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنْ. He mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of which is, and as for the human being, any man, whenever his Lord tries him and honors him and blesses him, whenever his Lord bestows on him great wealth and prosperity and the likes, then he says, oh, my Lord has honored me. And as for whenever his Lord tries him and straightens his provision, tightening his livelihood, then he will say, oh, my Lord has disgraced me. Oh, my Lord has disgraced me. هكذا, the Shaykh says, هكذا يظنون. Like this they think. قال الله, Allah the Most High, he says, كلا. He says, nay, no, this is not the case. أي ليس الأمر كما يظن هؤلاء, بل إن من وسع الله عليه في المال أو ضيق عليه في المال كل منهما مبتلى هذا مبتلى بغناه وهذا مبتلى بفقره. He said that this means kalla, meaning this is not the case. It's not as they had thought. It is not as they had thought. Rather, the one whom Allah had provided and increased his wealth, and the one who had whom Allah had straightened his means of livelihood and decreased his wealth, each one of these individuals are tried. Each one of these individuals are tried, meaning they're under test. They're under a test and examination. This one is tested with his wealth, and that one is tested with his poverty. وَالْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَيْدَانُ ابْتِلَاءٍ وَامْتِحَانٍ. And this worldly life is the field of trial and test. فَالْغِنَى فِتْنَةٌ وَالْفَقْرُ فِتْنَةٌ. So wealth is a trial and test, and poverty is a trial and test. فَالْغِنَى فِتْنَة. الْغِنَى فِتْنَة. فِتْنَة, any الْغِنَى, wealth and prosperity is a fitna, is a trial and test. وَالْفَقْرُ, poverty, fitna, is a trial and test. وَلِهَذَا جَاءَ فِي السُّنَّةِ الصَّحِيحَةِ التَّعُوذُ مِنْهُمَا. And for this reason it has come in the authentic sunnah, the legislation of seeking refuge from both of them. قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من فتنة الغنى وأعوذ بك من فتنة الفقر. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the trials of wealth, and I seek refuge with you from the trials of poverty. فهذا فتنة وهذا فتنة. So this one is considered fitna, and that one is considered fitna. والمؤمن الموفق فائز في كلا الامتحانين. And the believer who has been granted success, then he's a winner in both trials and tests. And he's a winner in every case and situation, in this trial and in that trial. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, just as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has said, عجبا لأمر المؤمن. عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله خير. How amazing is the affair of the believer. Indeed, all of his affairs for him are good. وليس ذاك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. And this is not for anyone except for المؤمن. Any a sincere and true believer. A sincere and true believer. إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له. And if some good and prosperity befalls him, then he will show gratitude, be thankful, and it will be good for him. وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. And if some hardship or adversity befalls him, then he will be patient, and it is good for him. It's good for him. The Shaykh, he says, فالمؤمن في سرائه فائز بالثواب الشاكرين وفي ضرائه فائز بالثواب الصابرين. So the true believer in times of prosperity, he is a winner, obtaining the reward of those who are thankful. And as for times of adversity, then likewise he's a winner, obtaining the reward of the patient. Obtaining the reward of the patient. So the affair goes back to having sincere faith, as the Shaykh is mentioning here. And this is the basis for the topic. At the head of that sincere faith, or the essence of that sincere faith, is to realize the great command and authority and power of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that this creation is His. The creation is the creation of Allah, and nothing happens in the creation except with the command and the permission of Allah, and that all of us are slaves and under the authority and command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and nothing can happen except that which He wills. And nothing can happen except that which He wills. And in this life, we're under observation, and this life is a trial and test. Some are tested with wealth and prosperity and health and well-being, and others they are tested with poverty and adversity and sickness and hardship and difficulty. Even some, they're tested with both throughout their life in different times. And in each circumstance and situation, there's a proper manner to deal with it. And there are rights that must be upheld, rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, and there is an action of servitude and devotion in every circumstance and situation. So life is a trial and a test, and there are ups and downs. There are ups and downs. A person sometimes in life, he will experience great happiness and joy, and other times he will face trials and hardships and the likes like this. But all of it is a test. But all of it is a test, and we have to face these affairs with sincere faith. In this manner, regardless of the situation, the one who faces these affairs with sincere faith and true knowledge and guidance, and striving against his soul to uphold the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and abide by the limits and the legislation, then regardless of what happens to him in this life, it is good for him. And this is not for anyone except for a true believer. After this, now the author, he begins with the actual topic. All of that which has preceded were introductory affairs that are related to the issue of al-faqr, but not the main topic and the intent from the chapter. Because the intent from the chapter, again, is a specific aspect of al-faqr, and that is al-iftiqar ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one, he will realize his dire need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance and situation. And this is the reality of the creation in entirety. But some, they realize that, and some, they do not. And some, they realize it more often, or in a better and more complete manner. And others, they are deficient in that. So the true essence of worship and servitude and devotion, it lies in this affair here, in surrendering and submitting to Allah and realizing one's dire need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every breath, in every moment, in every step of their life, and to seek the help of Allah Azza wa Jal in every major and minor affair. So inshallah, in our class tomorrow, we will begin reading from this portion here, which is the main topic of this chapter. But this narration here that the author is mentioning here, which is collected by Al-Imam Muslim. It's from the narration of Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu anhu. Ajiban li amri al-mu'min. How amazing is the affair of the believer. We see here the word al-mu'min. Yani al-mu'min kamil al-iman. Al-mu'min al-sadiq fi imanihi. The mu'min. How amazing is the affair of the believer. Meaning the true believer. The believer who has fulfilled the rights of his faith. In amrahu kullahu khayr. Indeed his affair in entirety, all of it is good. Wa laysa dhaka illa lil mu'min. And that is not for anyone except for the believer. Meaning the true believer. The one who has fulfilled the rights of his faith. The one who has fulfilled the rights of his faith. And this is because, again, life has ups and downs. There are good times and bad times. There is prosperity and adversity. And there's health and wealth and good times. And there is sickness and illness and death and hard times and difficulties. So a believer who has knowledge and understanding in the religion, he will know how to move in every circumstance and every situation. So therefore, his entire affair will be good. Whenever there's good times, it's good for him. He knows how to face them. He knows how to deal with them. He knows the reality of these affairs that he's facing. And likewise, whenever there's hard times or difficulties, he knows how to deal with them. He has knowledge and understanding in the religion. He has knowledge and understanding in the religion. And this is because he's a true believer. So if we take this narration and understand it in the light of the very well-known hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, radiyallahu anhuma, which is muttafaqun alayhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين. That whomsoever Allah wants good for, He'll grant him understanding in the religion. He'll grant him understanding in the religion. So the person whom Allah wants good for, he'll have a solid, sound understanding in the religion. At the head of this, the affairs of at-tawheed and aqeedah, and the reality of this life, and the reality of this life, and the reality of good times and bad times, of good times and bad times, of prosperity and health and well-being, and hardship and difficulty and sickness and adversity. He will know the realities of these affairs, and he will not be tried by them. He will not be tried by them. So therefore, since he has knowledge and understanding in the religion, he will move based upon guidance and light in every circumstance. He will move step by step according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which has been clarified in the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has detailed knowledge on how to move through life, the good and the bad, the ups and the downs of life. So he's not moving on desires and whims. He's moving based upon iman and sincere faith. And Allah, he mentioned in his book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, yahdihim rabbuhum bi'imanihim. Their Lord guides them by their faith. And he guides them in this life by their faith, and guides them in the hereafter by their faith. Guiding them in this life to be able to face the good times and the wealth and prosperity in a noble manner. Not becoming arrogant or proud, or thinking that a person, he earned a dollar because the sweat on his forehead, or his cleverness, or his hard efforts. And also not becoming self-amazed and looking to his own self and his own work or his own efforts, but realizing that the favor is the favor of Allah, and the blessing is the blessing of Allah, and that the favor that one has is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And then he will strive to use those favors and blessings and that which is lawful and allowed for him, and in establishing the religion, fulfilling the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions. So now all that prosperity and all the delight, even the pleasures that he partakes in this life, they'll be a means for him to reach his goal and his pleasure, to reach what he's seeking for and hoping, to reach what he's hoping for and seeking after. And that is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in the case for this person, these favors and blessings and this wealth that he's provided and prosperity, in reality it is honor. He's honored with having a good share of this life, and he's honored with the success to use that and the avenues that are lawful. So the good that he has is in his hands, and he utilizes that to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla and seek his pleasure. And also he strives with his utmost effort to avoid ever using those favors and blessings in anything that would earn the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, in good times, إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Whenever good times befall him, he will be thankful. He will show thanks and confess the blessings for Allah alone. And he will praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for those favors and blessings, and strive to use them in that which is lawful and permissible. and not to use them in that which is haram and forbidden. So therefore it will be good for him. And as for in times of adversity, he knows that this is the command of Allah, and that Allah, He decrees what He wills, and that Allah, He is the supreme all-knowing and most wise, and that nothing happens except with the command of Allah and based upon the supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom of Allah, and that this life is a test. So therefore he'll be patient, and he'll remember likewise his shortcomings with regards to showing thanks for those favors and blessings. And many times he has fallen into sin and used those favors and blessings in that which is unlawful, or that which may earn the anger of Allah. And that many times the reason why these calamities befall a person is because of that which their own hands have worked. And therefore he will repent to Allah Azza wa Jal and beg him to forgive him, and humble himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and strive to seek his pleasure in repentance and in humbleness, and take the legislative lawful means to minimize the calamity that he's facing, or to alleviate and remove it. فَإِنَّ الصَّابَ تُذَرَّ صَابَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. So this is the case of a believer. But the issue here is the one who is a sincere and true believer, and he has fiqh and understanding in the religion. And the one whom Allah wants good for, he grants him fiqh and understanding in the religion. So he will be able to move through this life in a manner that is proper, and his feet will be firm upon the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether he is in prosperity, wealth and good health, or whether he is in hardship and difficulty, illness and sickness. Whatever case he's in, he is a slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his faith and reliance is upon Allah Azza wa Jal, and he's pleased with Allah as a Lord. He's pleased with the decrees of Allah, and he faces them with faith, with sincere faith and submission and surrender. And whatever happens to him, he simply seeks the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and strives against his own soul to uphold the rights that he knows from the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights and the legislation of al-Islam, the guidance for mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us beneficial knowledge and a good understanding in his religion. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.